ತತ್ವವೀಕ್ಷಣ ಅವತಾರ ಕಥಾಮೃತಂ ಶೃಣ್ವನ್ ಭಗವತೋ ವೀಕ್ಷಣ ಅವತಾರ ಕಥಾಮೃತಂ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಒನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಫಿನಿಶ್ಡ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಈ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓಪನ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ದಿ ವರ್ಡ್ ಅವೀಕ್ಷಣ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್. ವಿ ಶುಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಅಗೇನ್. ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಡೇ, when we are eating day after day, the temporary world, we are not disgusted. How is that? You read Bhagavad Gita and you think you have completed reading it. So actually, mundane things are very petty and perishable and not satisfying, but still we are doing it day after day because we are not purified. We are averse to avatara kathamritam. But when you are in impure state, sense gratification, although it is troublesome, although it is not satisfying, we continue to do it in contaminated state, so in pure state. So these descriptions are not exaggeration, but because we are conditioned, we think how the Hare Krishna can always keep us happy. How is that every day you read Bhagavad Gita, it will keep you enlightened and fresh. So the point is, when you read in your present state of consciousness, you understand something. As you practice kirtana and you read, so you find more meanings, better meanings, deeper meanings, and there is mind. Because the Lord is eternal, so there is no end to the glories of the Lord. So it is said here, it is not that because one has finished Bhagavad Gita, he should not open it again or hear it again. The word abhikshanam is very important. We should hear again and again. So when we hear again and again, we become purified. We will overcome our conditioned life. There is no question of stopping. Even one has read these topics many times. Now, I remember reading in the Bhagavatam, in the Prahlad Akhyanam, 7th canto. Your Prabhupada writes, my Guru Maharaj likes to read about Prahlad Maharaj and he may have read 1,000 times. 1,000 times. But it always keeps him fresh and joyful and enlightened. The soul dances with joy whenever we are in contact with Krishna consciousness, which is our original life. Our original life is to be in Krishna consciousness. So once you are in your original consciousness, you can forever go on. So one time Prabhupada said, during Srungar Darshan, during Srungar Darshan, we always play Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajan. So Prabhupada turned to his disciples and said, people are trying hard, trying this, trying that, but we will go on with Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhaya. We will go on with this. And they are becoming disappointed, frustrated, disgusted. But devotees can go on. Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Because we are eternally servants of Govinda. He is the perfect master. And when you are placed at his lotus feet, you don't like to move from the lotus feet of Govinda. Where can you find a perfect master like Govinda? He can satisfy beyond imagination all your desires. And you pray, please see that I don't fall away from your lotus feet. Birth after birth, please. Keep me as an atom in the dust of your lotus feet. The people have no idea. They say, people want, what is new? Every time we are looking, what is new, what is new? In material life, you enjoy something, you wear this cloth, and then another color, another color. You eat this food, another food, another food. But because actually we are meant to relish Krishna consciousness, until you get that, your thirst, your hunger, it will never be appeased. So we should hear it again and again. So we have to tell people, please hear. Once you relish, nobody has to tell you. You want to hear. Yourself you want to hear again and again. That's why when a person is a neophyte, a beginner, we have to wake him up for Mangal Arati. Ganta Gotti, Mohammed Neel Gosi, Talbuddha Bharanam. But when you awaken to your Krishna consciousness, you will be waiting. Devotees have the experience. You keep the alarm at 3 o'clock. And if you are a sincere guy practicing, even 10 minutes before 3 o'clock, alarm bhajane. Alarm not went off. Because you are very prayerful, Krishna, please. So, I have experienced many times. 3 o'clock. Why is that I woke up at 2:45? Maybe Krishna is testing. Oh, still 15 minutes there. You directly get up at 4:50. You want to get up at 3 o'clock. Krishna will wake you up at 2:45. Oh, another 15 minutes is there. And you go to sleep. That means we cannot wake up without Krishna's mercy. You have to adjust everything so that you can get up on time. Krishna helps those who help themselves. When you are trying, when you are sincere, Krishna will help. When you don't try, when you are not sincere, Maya will grab you by ears, grab you by neck, and will push you out. So there is no question of stopping. Even if one has read these topics many times, you should go on reading again and again. Because Bhagavad Katha, the words spoken by Krishna are words spoken by Krishna's devotees about Krishna, are amrutam, nectar. So nothing will touch this soul. Nothing, no. Whatever you do, only the sound vibration of Krishna, only Krishna Katha will touch the soul. That's a, it's all bogus love. And people say, talk about, no, made for each other. I will die for you. You say, I will die for you. Yesterday, what joke I told? Krishna, you have taken away my youth. Krishna, you have taken away my job. But what about my wife? Divide is praying. You have taken away this, you have taken away that. But what about divide? About Krishna and spoken by Krishna. Spoken by Krishna is Bhagavad Gita. And about Krishna, by the devotees, Bhagavatam. He says, Amrutam. Amrutam, nectar. So, Vrindavan Thakur, he says, there are no words actually, because nectar is nectar. Whereas Krishna consciousness is more than nectar, but what word you would say? Divyam. But Divyam means you don't know what is Divyam. So, we have to introduce word which can give an idea. Nectar. Because we learn the nectar also. So, what juice you like? What juice you like? What juice you like? Apple juice, Mosambi juice, ye rasam ishtani, bartha rasam ishtana, nare, pineapple. Say, Krishna Kirtani is like pineapple juice, you know. Like that, you have to say, what can you say? Because you like that, you have to say, pineapple, you know, Krishna. Because nectar we don't know. Did anybody taste nectar here?
No.
Nectar is available in heavenly planets. To say, try to say, they compare Krishna with the lotus petals, they compare Krishna with moon, they compare Krishna with this, that, because these things, you know, they are the best. They are the soft and they are the beautiful. Soft and beautiful. So, whatever is best in this world can give you a glimpse. Can give an idea about. So actually, there are no words. So the Nyaya Shastra says, Sakka Chandra Nyaya. Sakka Chandra Nyaya means a child is pestered, the mother. Mother, where is the moon? Where is the moon? Because in the sky there are so many things. So mother will say, you see the branch there? Because the moon is near the tree. Actually, where is the branch? Where is the moon? Moon is very, very far away, wherever. Is sun closer to earth or moon closer to earth? What do you say? Huh?
Sun is closer.
Sun is closer to earth. This is what Bhagavatam says. So, that means the sun is farther than, the moon is farther than the sun from the earth. So, how can you convince a child about the moon? So, you have to show the branch. Near the branch, the moon is there. So this is called Sakka Chandra Nyaya. Things we cannot grasp, we have to give some earthly example. Earthly example so that it makes sense. It trickles into your head. Krishna Krishna talks about himself. Yesterday we started the 10th chapter. Krishna says, what is that sloka? Yesterday's sloka. Yesterday we were all reciting 10th chapter beginning. Bhuya eva mahabaho shrinume paramam vacha ityaham priyamanaya vakshami hitakamyaya. Bhuya eva mahabaho shrinume paramam vacha ityaham priyamanaya vakshami hitakamyaya. So why Krishna is telling all these things? Bhuyeva Mahabhava, you are a very great man. But if you don't know really what is what, for foolish people you may be a great man, but you are not a great man at all. Because great people are supposed to know great things. Then you are really a great man. So, Krishna is inciting Arjuna. Bhuyeva Mahabhava, you are a very great man. By mundane standards, because everybody knows that Arjuna is very great. But only that you don't understand these things. Bhuyeva Mahabhava, Srinume Param Vacha. So great people have to know Paramam Vacha, best or complete knowledge. Then only one can say that he is a great man. There are so many great people in the world. Many great people. They know nothing about Bhagavad Gita. But in a worldly sense, they are noble warriors. No idea about Bhagavad Gita. There are great scientists. Big, big. No idea about Krishna. That's why for devotees, the noble laureates are nothing. For devotees, the scientists are nothing. Not the Prabhupada. Prabhupada was not such a recognized noble laureate or such a, but he defeated all the scientists and noble laureates. They had no arguments. And Prabhupada was talking. They are all big scientists, but they could not stand before Prabhupada. People who are without ego, they surrendered. People who have ego, they could not answer, but they just left. No, we don't want to. Because they are exposed to the fools. They are exposed. So they just, if you stay with him, people understand that I am not fit to be a professor. So they move away. So Krishna devotees also don't talk nonsense. Krishna devotees, a devotee means, definition of a devotee, he doesn't act foolish, he doesn't talk nonsense. A devotee is awakened to his original life. If he is awakened to original life, how can he act foolish? That means wasting time watching TV, playing cricket, reading novels. A devotee will never do such things. Because they will perpetuate your suffering in this world. Already you are suffering. But people don't understand that. That is when you're all right. I'm all right. People say. Everybody says, how are you? Fine. Not fine. People say, I'm stuck in this world. I'm trying to get out of this world. You have to talk like that. Then people say, how are you? I'm stuck and I'm trying to do something about this. Nobody thinks that he is stuck. He is entangled in this world. So devotees, they don't hide things. Devotees, they don't avoid things. Hiding, avoiding, escapism. Escapism. When the challenges are there, devotees don't try to avoid them. They try to confront them.
Alright.
విద్యార్థిని చెప్పాలి కదా, అన్ని చేస్తున్నా గాలి వాటికి పని అవ్వలేదు కదా. ఇక్కడ పూర్తి చేస్తున్నా అవన్నీ పెట్టుకుంటూ పోతున్నాను. ఇక్కడికి పూర్తి చేయమన్నా ఈరోజు తొందరగా వచ్చేసింది. సో డివోటీస్ దే డోంట్ యాక్ట్ ఫూలిష్, దే డోంట్ టాక్ ఫూలిష్, బికాస్ దే నో హౌ టు యూటిలైజ్ హ్యూమన్ లైఫ్ టు ఇట్స్ బెస్ట్ పర్పస్. ది హ్యూమన్ ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఈజ్ మెంట్ ఫర్ లిబరేషన్. సో ఎనీథింగ్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్, ఎనీథింగ్ యూఆర్ డూయింగ్, ఈజ్ ఇట్ హెల్ప్ఫుల్ టు యువర్ లిబరేషన్? ముందు ఇంకేం చేయమాకండి, పెట్టిన ఈ కంతలన్నిటికీ అద్దాలు పెట్టండి. మాకు మళ్ళీ 20వ తారీఖు అందరు వస్తున్నారు, నేను మళ్ళీ అన్ని తెచ్చిపెట్టి ముందు గుర్తుపెట్టి ఏం చేస్తున్నారు అసలు? ఇష్టం అయితే రావడం పోయి ఇంకేం పనులు చేయమాక, మిగతా పనులు లేదని మాకు ఇది పూర్తి చేసేయండి. అద్దాలు పెట్టి ముందు ముందు ఫినిష్ చేయాలి ఎంట్రన్స్. అదే ఎనీథింగ్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్, యు ఆర్ రీడింగ్, యు ఆర్ సింగింగ్. వన్ లేడీ కేమ్ టుడే మార్నింగ్, వాట్ ఈస్ హర్ నేమ్? సాయికుమారి. సాయికుమారి షీ కేమ్ అండ్ షీ సేడ్ ఐ యామ్ ఎ బ్రాహ్మిన్ అండ్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ హియర్ అండ్ పీపుల్ కెన్ ఎంగేజ్ ఇన్ సింగింగ్ so that I can get some income. That's such a shameful thing. She says, I'm a Brahmin and I'm broken. I'm going here and there. The people can engage me in singing. I can get my livelihood. I said, if people give you money to sing about Sai Baba, you'll sing, yeah, why not? She said, why not? And for money's sake, she will do anything. I said, nowadays in schools and colleges, in the annual day, they are doing all kinds of, you know, Western, disco, singing and dancing. You teach, oh, I can teach that also. She think it's a qualification. So what do I mean? Nonsense. How people are doing things. Because they don't know. Brahmin means, it doesn't mean liberation. Brahmin means beyond liberation. Beyond liberation there is something. After you are liberated, suppose you are liberated, so you will go naked on the streets or what? I am liberated, sir. I don't care for anything. Is that right? What does a liberated soul do? Tell me. After liberation, your love for Krishna gets awakened. Is that right? As long as you are not liberated, you are not attracted to Krishna. When you are liberated, after that real thing, cover your head. Before that you are not covering your head. You don't want to agitate people, or you are not agitated yourself. You know that body should not be kept in such a way that people are brought to bodily platform. Just move in such a way. As the Prabhupada said, in gentle society, people cover their body from neck down, and then woman they put this thing on their head. Because we want to just be sober about everything, so directly you can enter the spiritual topics. The human form of life is meant for liberation. So unfortunately nothing helps in this world for liberation. The university education, the government systems, our industries, our factories, our way of life. So what is this? Where is the advancement? But unfortunately, due to the influence of Kali Yuga, every day gross are working hard like donkeys. My God. Every day the gross are working hard like donkeys. Early in the morning they arrive and travel even 100 miles. So that lady is emitting.
Under
pet pocket ke gumna. Pet pocket ke gumna hote kalpu. Yadar un telugu la sahi thene. Ye papist kalpu. Wale ye papist kalpu hote ani jaal to sunta hai. So we try to convince her. Mataji, there is a story actually. I will tell and stop. There was a Brahmin during Akbar time. Akbar time there was a Brahmin. But that guy was begging with a bowl. I am a Brahmin, please. A Brahmin is fit for nothing. He cannot be agriculture. He cannot do this Sudra job. He cannot do Kshatriya job. He is a Brahmin. If you cannot do anything, you have to beg. If your Brahmin is going, you know. And then Birbal was talking high about Brahmins to Akbar. Akbar was a Muslim. The Brahmins are worshipable like God, this and that. And then unfortunately, when they were together, this Brahmin came. Akbar said, what do you want? Perfect, I have to give to the Brahmin. The guy is a beggar. He cannot even work for himself. And you are saying Brahmins have to be respected like God. Birbal did not know what to say because the guy said, I am a Brahmin, please help me. Then Birbal, he is intelligent, he said, no, give me 1 month time. Give me 1 month time. I will show you what is a Brahmin. All right. I will give 1 month time. I will see how does a Brahmin live. So what happened? Then he came back to his home and he sent a message to this beggar Brahmin, beggar. He told this Brahmin, I will send, why you are begging here and there for a little food? He's a minister. Birbal was a minister. I will send you every day one gold coin. Is it all right? No more begging. I will send you every day one gold coin to your house. And what you have to do? Read Bhagavad Gita, all the 18 chapters. Read Bhagavad Gita. And then you get up early in the morning and do japam. And you just do that. And then I will send you. Don't worry about your food. I will give you more than your needs. Every day one gold coin. And he started sending gold coin daily. And this beggar Brahmin, because you know he doesn't have to roam around in the time for his little food. So he was sitting and reading Bhagavad Gita. He was doing bhajan. And in the beginning, he did not have good sense. But as he was doing daily, the awakening, spiritual awakening. And in the beginning, he was reading Bhagavad Gita slokas, just like that. No interest, no understanding. But when he was doing it again and again, so what is this meaning of this sloka? He started getting questions. He wanted to understand. So slowly he became absorbed. Over time, he became very interested. Oh, it's very interesting. Krishna is saying so many things. And then after 1 month, he was reading these slokas also in Bhagavad Gita. Ananya shantayantamam yejanam pariupasate tesham nitya yuktanam yavashyam vaham. Krishna is saying, I take care of my devotees. Krishna is saying. Then he became very thoughtful. Why I am taking a gold coin from that person? I will not take from today. Krishna is promising that he will take care of his devotees. I will not take. Then that day evening, the Birbal servant came to give gold coin. I said, please from tomorrow, I don't need your gold coins or anything. I don't need. Don't bring. Then he went and told Birbal, that man is refusing to take money. Birbal smiled. Yeah, this guy became a Brahmin. And he was nicely doing puja, and he was doing japam, and he was enjoying. He was finding internal happiness. He was finding. And the neighbors, they saw, they are feeling those vibrations. People come to the temple and say, we feel very peaceful here. The vibrations are there. So So people, they are all fighting and yelling, wife and husband and all these things. But when they look at the source, such peace is there in the house. They are saying, bring that way. Then they are bringing, they felt like bringing things, rice, this thing, they are giving it to him. And they are hearing from him. They are hearing message of Bhagavad Gita from him. Birbal was coming in disguise. He was coming in disguise, watching what transformation. And then so many people are coming daily, attending his classes. And they are bringing so many things which he cannot use because they are only wife and husband and one kid. All piles of, like this, all things are coming. Here, there, Badam, all things are all around him. And this guy, he was arranging, he was giving to others. He was only taking what is necessary and he was distributing it to him. Then Birbal, yeah, this guy has become really a Brahmin. And then the word went to Akbar that there is a great saintly person in the town. And so many people are daily gathering and hundreds to visit this person. Then Akbar told, I hear so many people are going daily to hear classes and all that. I want to also a divine knowledge come. And then Akbar and Birbal came and sat down. They hear Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. And seeing the love and attraction for God and the brightness in his face and the joy he is experiencing and his simple life, Akbar, the king, walked up to him. I am very satisfied with your discourses. You need anything, you tell me, I will just tell you. He said, I don't need anything from you. Whenever your intention or whenever your problem, you come here and learn. I don't need anything from you. He told him. And then they both of them, they walked out. And Birbal told Akbar, you know, this is Brahmin. The same Brahmin at whom you laughed. He's a beggar and he says he's Brahmin. He's a real Brahmin. How you are satisfied with him and how you want to serve him. This is actually Brahminical life. So, the point is, human life is meant for liberation, and anyone who is trying for this, he does all qualities, and people are, every human being is looking for peaceful life, happy life, meaningful life. But nobody to tell them, it is the Brahmin's business, yajana, yajana, patana, patana, dana, pratigrahana. These are the six activities of a Brahmin. Unfortunately, due to the influence of Kali Yuga, every day grocers are working like donkeys. Early in the morning they rise and travel 100 miles. To earn a little bread, especially in the western countries. I have seen that people awaken at 5 o'clock to go to offices and factories far away in the city. People in Calcutta and Bombay also do this. Actually, I was in Bombay. I was in Bombay and then it is such a horrible place. I did not want to stay in Bombay because only animal like people, if you want to get into the local train, I said, I don't know whether I'll be pushing from this side to that side or all those. Because they're all trained, you know, daily kicking each other and this guy's sweat is coming from the stand there. What is all this? My God, this is life. Yeah, because wherever you're fine, you know, somebody is sweating and you have to stand like this and drops are falling and you know, no gentleman would like to. But they're, because they're actually living like a rooster. Rooster, you know. Rooster. Rooster means where all the chicken are huddled up. You know, sometimes you see the truck goes. And all the chicken, one and the other, one and the other. So human beings in Bombay, local time, they live like that. I mean, the shame to the government, nobody cares. And these people, because they're actually animals, they never think, why this horrible life? Why can't I do something else? So nobody tell them. So one Prabhupada started and all over the world people could understand what is actually human life is about. Somebody has to tell, you know, what is liberation, what is devotional life, Then people, yeah, this is convincing, let me try. And slowly there's a total transformation. So they retire at 10 o'clock and again raise early in the morning to go to their office. There is some joke, I was remembering. Poor man means he has nothing to eat. Rich man means he has no time to eat. Poor man has nothing to eat and rich man has no time to eat. Busy. This meeting, that meeting, go here and go there. And on the way, little tea and biscuit, he will take. That is rich man. The kind of hard labor is described in the Shastra as the life of pigs and stool eaters. Nayam deho. But he has come for something other. Wants Rudraksha. You know what is Rudraksha? Bring him to the front.
Sir,
you know what is Rudraksha? You know what is Rudraksha? Why the word Rudraksha came? Why do you want Rudraksha? You Babu Kaya. Kya was the problem? Then okay, na? Okay. Mama is the Pelli Garden, sir. In Godanam, అంటే నేను చెప్తా నేను 35,000 కంటే మాకు అబ్జెక్షన్ లేదు గదాన్ని చేసుకోవచ్చు కానీ తలరాతలు మారడానికి మీరు ఈ కలికాలంలో భగవన్ నామాన్ని నిత్యము భగవన్ నామం జపం చేసుకోవచ్చు ఆల్ ఓవర్ ఫాస్ట్ కర్మ లిబరేట్ గో మిమ్మల్ని కట్టేసుకుంటారనుకో ఎంత ప్రయత్నం చేసినా ముందుకు పోదు cut it, then you can go wherever you want. So whenever a person has taken birth, he is tied up by his karmas. So you should go to a saintly person who knows Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavad Gita and speak to him. Sir, my son has this problem, my daughter has this problem, I have this problem, what do I have to do? You go to some nonsense so-called Brahmin, he will tell some things like this, how to make money or tell whatever little things you know. And you have to go to a spiritual person who knows how things are happening in this world. This man won't enter on the world. Nothing to do with Hindus, Muslims, Americans, Russians, and he spoke about knowledge. And so let's say all old people sitting here, see, old people there. Why they are here? See? Because they are educated. They are all of them are BTEC graduates and MBA graduates, MSc graduates. See, she is sleeping. Daily ka kaam hai. Bas. Woh sunta nahi hai. 10 baje so jaa bolte hai, sahi hai na. Sab log hans rahe hai, phir bhi apne hi kaam kar rahe hai. Jhumte rahe hai. So, we will give it 2-3 books. What is that? Science of Self-Discovery. Atmanveshana. Atma Sakshatkara. All Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavad Gita. కానీ మీరు మీరు రాసిన పుస్తకాలు లేదు ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ ఈజీ దట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ దట్సో దాల్ దే ఆల్ హ్యాడ్ జాబ్స్ దే రిజైన్ దర్ జాబ్స్ దిస్ వన్ రీసెంట్లీ షిజైన్ షీ హెవ్ సేవింగ్ ఫర్ దిస్ సాఫ్ట్వేర్ జాబ్ బ్యాంగ్ సో స్వామి ఆ పుస్తకాలు చదివినాక ఆ పప్ప నా ఎక్కడైనా పొందరి కుక్కలు కూడా చదువుతాను ఇంత డిసిప్లిన్ కూడా బాగానే దాకింది ఐ కెన్ గివ్ మై ఎనర్జీ సర్ సర్ ఎన్ కృష్ణ యాక్చువల్లీ వీఆర్ టేకింగ్ అండ్ మనీ దిస్ వన్ ఇట్స్ గుడ్ గెటింగ్ బట్ షీ వాంట్ వన్ షీ సెట్ షీ హెడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ యాక్చువల్ వై షుడ్ ఐ మేక్ అర్ వర్క్ ఫర్ టేకింగ్ అండ్ మనీ ఆల్ అండ్ యూ జాయిన్ అండ్ ప్రీచ్ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 రామ